Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, from the cost of a round of drinks to Emmy's Ask Gaeilge, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie has a roundup of, well, all of the stories that just didn't make the national headline. Shane Beattie, how are we doing?
Good afternoon. Very well. Welcome back.
Thanks a million. Yeah, back with a bang.
Nice
back,
and rested.
Back to reality. I'm like, where's the weather?
I know.
A few days I was away, everybody was telling me how amazing the weather was at home. And then I literally touched down in London and I was absolutely Baltic again.
So you're the problem.
Well, in more ways than one, Shane. Listen, tell me about this story in Mayo.
Yeah, Connacht Telegraph has this story. I feel like every young lad has a mullet these days.
There's
There's one haircut though everyone seems to have, but there's one Irish guy has, it would seem, a better mullet than anyone else. A Mayo man has found himself representing Ireland at an unusual event, the first ever Swiss Mullet Cup. This is Trevor Highland, Swiss Mullet Cup. It's a competition for the best mullets in Switzerland. Trevor Highland is 26. He's from Shrewel and he's vying for the top spot in the competition that celebrates the best mullets in Europe. It's being sponsored by Mullet Hard Iced Tea, which I've never heard of, an iced tea company called Mullet. But if successful at the Swiss Mullet Cup, Trevor will also advance to the European Mullet Championships. And speaking to the Connacht Telegraph, Trevor explained how he ended up in this unexpected position. So he was running a marathon, as you do, sorry, a half marathon. In May, he had the mullet for fun, and after the race, a Swiss man came running over to him speaking French. Now, he says he hasn't spoken French since his Leaving Cert Oral, so I told him, I don't know how you say it.
I didn't study French.
Yeah.
Can't help you out there.
He basically said, in French, I don't speak French, essentially. However, his girlfriend translated for him. And your man said that he was the perfect contestant for this mullet competition. So he began growing his mullet in March, but it wasn't until May, when he learned about the competition, that he committed fully. And he actually lives in Switzerland, so that's why he's competing in the Swiss.
What makes a good mullet?
I don't know. I think it's curls and length, really, isn't it? He's apparently a very good one because his nickname has been the Fresh Prince of Bell Mullet.
To be fair, that deserves to be a national story based solely on that headline
alone. Exactly. And he's
doing
a special shout out to his barber, Kieran Colopy, who was instrumental in making all this happen. You can vote for him as well. Just Google Trevor Highland Mullet and you can give him a vote. And good luck to him in the Swiss Mullet Cup.
Now, good news for this TV show as well.
Get the doll yet, Shane.
Eh? Balloons.
Your toad.
How are you?
Come on, Ishkill.
Quiga euro.
You're a fair deal.
How could I make you a COD? Cash on delivery.
Near Sukri Tade Lumsa. So, PMT. Pog Mahone.
Shocking de Vale.
Yeah, some listeners will recognise that one.
Yeah. That's Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Who we're supposed to like because he's kind of Irish. I know people obsess about him. I don't really care that much about him.
I told you before I saw him.
You did?
In LA.
Jess Kelly is a huge fan of his. I know people really like him. Anyway, he was in Ireland filming a TV show. So we're going to Galway via America for this story. because Conan O'Brien, who is a late night TV host, in case you didn't know, he's won an Emmy for an episode of his travel show in which he travels to Ireland and makes a cameo in Ross na Rún. The episode of Conan O'Brien Must Go has won the Emmy for Outstanding Writing for a Non-Fiction Programme, and he also received a nomination for Outstanding Hosted Non-Fiction Series or Special. So Conan O'Brien, with the big head of red hair on him, of course, has some Irish links. He's traced his heritage to Limerick and Tipperary. He visited Ireland in January and took on a brief part, as we hear, as a delivery man on Ross na Rún, and now he's won an Emmy for
it. Fantastic. And great for Ross na Rún as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not the only celebrity to appear in that soap. Because
no.
Stephen Fry, he was also in it, as was Daniel O'Donnell and Nathan Carter.
We were actually talking to the producer and director of Ross na Rún here a couple of months back, just before Conan O'Brien started to film with them, about that and about why and how they, you know, come about having so many international celebrities on the show. But yeah, great success for all the team at Ross na Rún.
Great publicity for them.
Yeah. Tell us about this Galway cruise ship captain.
Yeah, we're going to stay in Galway for this next story. This captain from Galway was able to reunite a Donegal girl with her teddy after she lost the teddy while aboard the cruise. Definitely your man went above and beyond with this.
This is just the most adorable story.
So Donegal girl Sophie Callaghan was on holiday aboard the Sun Princess Cruise by Princess Cruises with her family, but forgot to bring home her beloved teddy, Rabbi, only realising she left the poor rabbit behind when her family got home. However, the crew aboard the cruise managed to find Rabbi, with staff captain Brian Whelan heading up to Donegal from the seas.
He did not.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying, above and beyond. Brought the teddy with him to reunite Sophie with Robbie. And he joked in the papers that Robbie wasn't wearing the medallion that guests can wear to locate each other. And Brian got gorgeous photographs of Robbie's adventures on the ship, including the teddy assisting with navigational duties and helping the crew. He says it was a real joy to make the trip to Donegal. Seeing Sophie's face light up when she saw Robbie again was worth every mile. And as parents know, if a child loses a beloved teddy,
God, yeah,
it can be a nightmare.
Fair play to him.
Yeah.
That is a really decent thing to do. Have you ever experienced that before? Somebody who went above and beyond to help
Not you really, no, but I do remember being devastated when I lost a teddy in Dunn's in Newbridge years ago and was reunited by some very helpful staff there. And it means the world to you. It really does.
Yeah. I'd love to hear people's stories about that. Those kind of, you know, when they were reunited with something that a total stranger helped locate for them.
And the effort people go to reunite you with it.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number.
Now the call is holy Ireland, great big potholes everywhere. If you're going out to driving, make sure and bring the spare. Ah, me little back suspension goes bobbing up and down, even though I pay me road tax, they treat me like a clown.
So we're talking potholes. I'm going to Kerry for this story. I didn't know that if you hit a pothole, you can claim off the council. But apparently you can.
I didn't know that. How do you prove you hit off the pothole?
On a council road, I'm not sure. Well, they're flat out claiming in Kerry.
Right.
So they've had a total of 376 claims for damage caused to vehicles because of potholes on Kerry roads. That's since 2019, so over the last 5 years. And of those 376, 265 of the claims were rejected outright. 111 were settled by Kerry County Council. This was revealed at the monthly meeting of KCC by Councillor Marie Maloney, who asked how many claims were made in the last 5 years for damage to vehicles because of potholes. And she also wanted to know how much is actually paid out. Mm. However, the council says, no, we can't tell you because that would be commercially sensitive. So you can put in a claim. Now, Kerry County Council say that they hold public liability insurance for claims made against it, like for potholes.
Yeah.
But they say they're not liable because of a legal principle. And what they say is that the claim rests with the council's insurers and no settlements are made by the council. So basically, the council's insurers settle this, not the council themselves. But certainly, if you hit a pothole, there's a record here of people in Kerry getting money back for it.
Yeah, off the insurance stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested, though, in how you prove that it was you hit a pothole that was on a council public road.
Yeah.
Not a private route.
I don't know that. And maybe do you have to provide photographs of the pothole?
Yeah, I'm sure they've some, you know, rules around all of that.
A bit of dash cam footage would help.
Well, yeah. And so many cars have that. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Finally.
So bring me two pina coladas. I want one for each hand. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land.
Where do you find this music?
That actually secretly is my favourite Garth Brooks song. I absolutely love it. It's a belter.
What?
When you're on holidays, bring me two pina coladas, one for each hand. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Fantastic song. You need to be in a holiday mood.
I genuinely don't think I've ever heard that song before.
I know. See, you're negative now because you're back from your holidays. But for those of us who dream of holidays, that's a great holiday
song. You're negative. I love it. Or maybe I'm just not a big Garth Brooks fan.
That's
but
a cracking song. Anyway, the reason we're playing Garth Brooks is because it's a great song, but also because we've the cost of a round in
Go
a pub.
On.
The Mirror has this story. Now, the advice number one, don't get into rounds. You're taught this from a young age from your parents or whatever, and people still do it. You never get your money back in a round. People always take the mickey. People try and do a quick make with them, or then they stop drinking and you're out of pocket. So don't do rounds. If you are going to do rounds, though, the average cost of a round has gone up and up and up. So the Mirror says that the average cost of a round of six drinks is now over €29. Last year
You wouldn't buy six drinks in Dublin. Double that.
I think it's quite reasonable, this figure. Yeah. Last year, the average price was €26. Now it's €29. If you're wondering what constitutes a round, it's a pint of stout and lager, a 35ml vodka shot, a 35ml glass of whiskey, plus a Coke and a juice. and add that up. They say the average
two price, pints and two shorts, maybe.
Essentially. Yeah. And they say add that up. It's €29.47. So I'm sure people have noticed this if they're out and about in the pub. But each time you're doing a round, it's at least 29. As you say, it could be a lot more.
Yeah, but if you go into a, you know, if you're out in a night out and you go into a pub with three or four friends,
yeah,
would you go up now and individually buy
absolutely.
Your?
Absolutely. Yeah,
would
yeah.
you?
Yeah, we all would though. Yeah. You're too old to be getting into this mess of doing
so, so you'd go up and just buy your own drink?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm not spending 40 quid every time I go up to the bar. And then, as I say, some people then aren't as quick or some are slower yeah. at finishing their drinks.
I used to know somebody like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was only when it was pointed out to me actually by another friend that they'd always manage to...
Yeah.
They'd never be the first to the bar counter.
Yeah.
You know, they're always the last and then
suddenly,
they're going home.
Yeah, yeah. So they stop drinking or suddenly they go yeah. to the toilet when drinks are due or they go out to the smoking area. So you're better stick by yourself and you'll save some money.
Shane Beattie, thanks a million as always for joining us with the stories that just didn't quite make the national headlines this week.
Thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.